Numbers, chapter 19. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, This is the statute of the law which Yahweh has commanded, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, that they bring you a red heifer without spot, in which is no blemish, and on which never came a yoke. And you will give her to Eleazar the priest, and he will bring her forth outside the camp, and one will slay her before his face. And Eleazar the priest will take of her blood with his finger, and sprinkle of her blood toward the front of the tent of meeting 7 times. And one will burn the heifer in his sight, her skin, and her flesh, and her blood, with her dung, he will burn. And the priest will take cedar wood, and hyssop, and scarlet, and cast it into the midst of the burning of the heifer. Then the priest will wash his clothes, and he will bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he will come into the camp, and the priest will be unclean until the evening. And he who burns her will wash his clothes in water, and bathe his flesh in water, and will be unclean until the evening. And a man who is clean will gather up the ashes of the heifer, and lay them up outside the camp in a clean place, and it will be kept for the congregation of the sons of Israel for a water for impurity, it is a sin offering. And he who gathers the ashes of the heifer will wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening, and it will be to the sons of Israel, and to the stranger who sojourns among them, for a statute forever. He who touches a dead body of any soul of man will be unclean 7 days. The same will purify himself with it the water on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day, and he will be clean, but if he does not purify himself the 3rd day, then the 7th day he will not be clean. Whoever touches a dead body of the soul of the man who dies, and does not purify himself, defiles the tabernacle of Yahweh, and that soul will be cut off from Israel, because the water for impurity was not sprinkled on him, he will be unclean, his uncleanness is yet on him. This is the law when man dies in a tent, everyone who comes into the tent, and everyone who is in the tent, will be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel, which has no covering bound on it, is unclean. And whoever in the open field touches one who is slain with a sword, or a dead body, or a bone of man, or a grave, will be unclean 7 days. And for the unclean they will take of the ashes of the burning of the sin offering, and living water will be put thereto in a vessel. And a clean person will take hyssop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it on the tent, and on all the vessels, and on the souls who were there, and on him who touched the bone, or the slain, or the dead, or the grave. And the clean person will sprinkle on the unclean on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day, and on the 7th day he will purify him, and he will wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and will be clean at evening. But the man who will be unclean, and will not purify himself, that soul will be cut off from the midst of the assembly, because he has defiled the sanctuary of Yahweh, the water for impurity has not been sprinkled on him, he is unclean. And it will be a perpetual statute to them, and he who sprinkles the water for impurity will wash his clothes, and he who touches the water for impurity will be unclean until evening. And whatever the unclean person touches will be unclean, and the soul who touches it will be unclean until evening.